Today is Thursday, October 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So yeah, yesterday was episode 500, and today is 501. So we've made it. We've made it to another episode. Well, we had a couple of voicemails come in late, so we're going to go ahead and get started with a couple of voicemails here. So let me just make sure that I'm getting in the correct order. Yep. So here we go. Let's not listen to it that way. Let me download it, because a lot of times if they're over a certain amount of time, it stops. Let's have a listen.
Hello, Adam. Stop saying like every third word. Love you.
Did I do that? Did I really do that? I don't know. The thing is, when you're trying to extemporaneously come up with words to say, and you're not having a conversation with someone, I'm going to blame it on also not having a conversation with someone. And so I have no script that I'm reading from. And I also don't have anyone to bounce things off of. And so maybe that is the reason. Did I say a lot of likes in the 500th episode? I'm not really sure. I believe that was Scott, a.k.a. Auntie Vera. Thank you for calling, darling. All right, so that was a short one. Let's listen to the next one, which is from Little Aussie Battler, Scotty. So let's have a listen.
Adam, it's Scotty. I'm going to try and talk as fast as Kathy Bacon because I know you cut me off in about 10 seconds, so I want to spit it out really fast. Have you bought an Apple Watch? I got mine today. And what do you do with your garbage in your new luxury executive suburb in America? Bye.
Hi, Scotty. Thank you for your call. So, no, I'm not a big Apple product person. So, and I don't wear a watch ever. And if I was going to wear a watch, I would probably buy one of those. It's funny that you asked that question because I've thought about this a lot. And I for a while, I did wear watches. Maybe in college, I'm not really sure. I bought a lot of different Fossil watches, different, you know, fashions or different designs. And I still have those, actually. I don't get rid of clothing and accessories. I don't really get rid of those until they don't fit or they're worn out. So I do throw away or give to Goodwill once something doesn't fit. Although right now I have a lot of things that don't fit because I gained weight, and I've discussed this a million times. I'm not giving those away yet because I'm not totally sure that this is the weight that I'm going to stay. I hope that it's not. Who knows? I mean, I'm in my 40s now, so maybe I'm not going to be able to maintain as small a figure as maybe I once was, but that's a separate topic. I haven't worn a watch for probably the past 10 years because I always look at the time on my phone, which I always have with me. And I think my watches, the batteries all died and I never replaced them. So it was just something that I didn't do. But the interesting thing, or not, you know, if you want to say it's interesting, you can, or not, is I don't really like a screen on my wrist. If I was going to wear a watch, I would wear something that actually had a design and wasn't, didn't look like a little computer screen on my wrist. And it doesn't really make sense coming from me because I'm really into technology. And you would think that I would be all for anything that looked like a little computer on my wrist or something like that. But I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like watch is more jewelry than anything else. And I would rather wear, like, if I'm bringing along a computer that I'm going to have apps on and I'm going to, I don't know, play podcasts on and I'm going to do other things, then I would rather use a phone for that because I'm always going to have a phone with me anyway. One day, if we're all wearing watches instead of carrying phones around, if we all just decide we're going to wear a watch that's also our phone, or if they come up with some way of like doing a virtual display in the air that you can type on or something, I don't know. Maybe then I would wear a watch, but today I'm only going to wear a watch if it's a fashion watch and not just a slab of glass. So I think the iPhone or the iWatches, the Apple Watches are great. It just wouldn't be a fashion statement that I would choose. And again, I feel like a watch is more of a fashion statement than a utilitarian thing at this point. Because you can find out the time. You don't need a watch this day and age. So there's the answer to that question. For the second question, I don't know why you want to know what we do with garbage. That just seems like a weird question you would ask someone. So I believe most places in the United States, if you're not rural, meaning if you're not like in the country. Oh, I did say like that time. Auntie Vera, Scott, you always make me so self-conscious when you do that. I love you anyway. But now for like the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be thinking of every time I say that word, even if it's appropriate. Apropos in that sentence. I'm going to think about it and think, should I have said that? So to answer your question, though, again, I'm not sure why you care or, you know, why that would be interesting to someone, but I'll answer it because I don't have any content for today anyway, is we will have waste management services. They're either provided by a separate company or they're provided by the local town government. And usually they would hire that, they would contract that out to a third party. And then you will pay for it in some way. So when I was growing up, we would actually pay, when we paid our water bill, trash was included in that. So that it was like sewage, water, trash. They were all in one bill. I remember that because we would go to the water office to pay the bill and take a check or whatever. Mom would go in and pay the bill. And I just, for whatever reason, I remember that it also included trash or garbage. So we have a waste management service and that serves our entire town. And in this case, though, we have to call them and pay them separately. So it's not handled through, I don't believe it's handled through the town. I may be wrong about that. Mark pays the bills because he's much more, I'm very forgetful and forget to pay things. So I have money direct deposited into a joint account and Mark handles the accounting and the bill paying. But I believe it's a separate company and I don't think we pay it through the city, but I know it's a separate company, but I'm not sure if we pay that company directly or we pay the city. Regardless, we bought a couple of trash cans. A lot of times the company will provide the trash cans for you, but for whatever reason, this company, this particular service in my town, they did not provide the garbage cans. And so we went to Home Depot and bought a couple of large garbage cans, very large. I mean, not the ones you'd have in the house, but the larger ones. I don't know how to, like a 50 gallon or 60 gallon or something. I also don't know why they describe garbage cans in gallons. They're not holding liquid, but whatever. We bought those. We put those out and we have a day of the week when they pick up the trash. We put them out by the road and they pick them up and they get rid of the trash. We also do that for recycling, although we've watched several documentaries recently where they say recycling is not really working currently. Apparently, the United States used to send a lot of our recycling to China and they stopped accepting it. And so a lot of times, even if you put your stuff in the recycling cans, it's going to a landfill because there's nowhere to recycle it. And I don't want to get into that, but apparently there are issues with recycling right now. Also, people put things in recycling that shouldn't go there. And, but we still separate out as much as we can. Mark really, I mean, it's important, except I don't think it's working right now, based on these documentaries we've watched. I could be completely wrong. Dean Barney on Twitter says, happy, so that's what we do. Interestingly or not, we have one can on the inside for trash and one can for recycling, and then we dump those into the larger can when they get full. And we recently, we have a drawer in the island that has a spot for a trash can. So we recently bought a trash can to go under our island that's a little bit closer, FYI. And we also have a separate can that we put in the back, in on the back porch, that we put like empty raw pork containers and stuff. Those that'll stink because you really don't want to keep those in the house. So that's what we do. I hope that was interesting. All right. So Dean Barney says, happy 500th episode, Adam. I always listen every morning. Thank you, Dean. On Twitter, Kathy says, time for a carb coma. Oh, I don't think that was really... Oh, Kathy is asking, she wonders how the garbage is handled on Twitter. Well, I just answered the question. Scotty talked about some pita burger. It's a quesadilla. Kathy wished me happy 500. Thank you, Kathy. And then Scotty put a picture of some weird restaurant that's not nearly as good as Whataburger. And Sergio congratulated me. Thank you, Sergio. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Geeky Gay is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcasting network. For more great shows, like Gayish with me, fucking Dan, check out pride48.com.